Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
There's some positivity going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on in the world that's not positive, but just the fact that a lot of people feel like, all right, I don't have to wear the mask.
Right.
This is good.
All right, finally. You know? I mean, although... you hear the CDC director's announcement, there's a pretty sizable amount of the population that hasn't been masking up, especially after being vaccinated. I mean, my parents are, my dad, my stepmom, my mom, my stepdad, they have all been super cautious on COVID, but 2 weeks after that second shot, they weren't masking up unless they were told to.
Exactly.
Unless it's like I'm going into a business that says you still have to wear a mask.
Well, me personally, I haven't either. I haven't. I mean, if I have to go in somewhere that requires it, I don't want to yell at the guy at the front door telling me that, I'll put it on. But you're right. There's a feeling you get of freedom.
Well, and I say that more than anything because of a couple of people I ran into, one being a lady that works here in the building that has had to wear a mask constantly. And today she didn't have it on.
Awesome.
I'm like, I bet that. She goes, I can't tell you how great this feels.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Because, you know, still some places will have rules in place. And if you work there, you have to kind of follow the rules. But after the CDC guidelines and recommendations, that's being relaxed in a lot of places.
All we want to do is follow the science.
Right.
And a lot of us have been, to be honest.
Well, the weird thing.
Forgetting the rules.
The weird thing is when they make this announcement yesterday, the science didn't really change. I don't know what magically flipped from yesterday morning to yesterday afternoon, but other than it was public pressure. Come on. We know this. We have seen, especially this CDC, following special interest groups, basically asking the White House for permission to update guidance even long after it's clear that they are way behind the curve.
Dude, I've heard different analogies. There was one that popped in my head. It's almost like you're the guy that got the vasectomy and you went in and got tested and there's no way, but some doctor says there's a teeny chance she could still get pregnant. Just it's very so slim, like a 0.05%, and maybe your wife's saying, we got to follow that science.
Right.
Mask up, if you know what I mean. You're like, what? No. And so finally, after like 9 months of saying it's okay, no, I don't think so. That finally someone says it's okay now. Well, finally, yes, this could have been months ago.
But yeah, I mean, I
like the analogy. Weird as hell, but I like it.
Got a mask.
Can't help the word. Yeah. I can't help where my mind goes.
Hold on, I need to go to the pharmacy to pick up some masks. It's interesting to see some of the reaction to all of this because it is like a switch has been flipped, right? And suddenly it's like, okay, we have our freedoms back. Well, those freedoms never really went away. It's just now the CDC is catching up to reality. Although, I don't know, man. I still got this feeling that this is all going to be walked back in like a week because this has been an emotional roller coaster from the head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Oh. Because there have been a ton of mixed messages coming from her. So I went back in the archive, and I didn't go back all that far. It was like the last 5 or 6 weeks. Just to demonstrate exactly how schizophrenic the guidance from the CDC director has been up to this point. And here's a little montage of it.
I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick. The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to where we were last spring.
Schools can safely reopen, but right now I'm scared.
It's possible to reopen schools safely without all of the teachers being vaccinated. Teachers should be prioritized. Schools should be full-fledged, in person. There's a lot of work that we need to do in order to get our children, our schools to a safer environment.
We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
No one has longed for this moment more than Dr. Rochelle Walensky because it has been all over the place.
Yes. Well, I mean, I was just trying to make little notes there as it was going on. And again, the big point, David, that's not months. That's 5 or 6 weeks.
Yes. Sometimes, like, back-to-back days.
Right.
And then sometimes she's speaking in her capacity as CDC director. Yes. Other times she's just speaking as a lady.
I saw this live, and I'm watching it, and I cocked my head like the RCA dog. Like, what? Did I just hear that correctly? What? Is this the same woman? Well, this the same impending doom woman?
Yeah, Savannah and Hoda had her on this morning, and it was, you know, all smiles, and this is all good. She's cautiously optimistic. Here's the thing, and this has been brought up by many people. As far as her talking points from yesterday morning, or even Fauci, to the afternoon, was night and day.
Yep. Right.
It completely switched. Why? Why? That's what you want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get some new science in? Were they waiting to hear from some study somewhere? No. It was the political pressure.
Of course it was.
They've been trying to see how much they could get away with for how long, and finally it got to the tipping point, and they're like, okay, we really do need to follow the science now. We could have been doing this months ago, but we're going to go ahead and do it now. It's amazing. And some people are wondering, why? Is it because there's so many other crises going on right now?
Change border. The conversation. Yeah, I mean, you got a border crisis.
The gas thing is huge.
The gas shortage. You've got the Middle East blowing up right now.
People pouring across the border.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It goes on and on and on.
Hyperinflation.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, people are glad that they came out with this, you know, new recommendation. But it's also, okay, why? Why did you do a 180 in the same day?
Well, at least while I'm poor, I can breathe.
There you go.
Israel. Hamas. And it goes on. I don't know if you've seen the reports that Hamas is saying, hey, how about a ceasefire?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you should have. You should have thought of that before you started hurling rockets into Israel.
Right.
That's true.
Along with Islamic Jihad. Like, hey, how about a ceasefire? Well, no. I don't think you understand this now. See, what were they supposed to do as far as Israel goes? You start lobbing rockets in there, and then Israel's just supposed to use their shield and then say, hey, please don't do that anymore. We're asking, please. I know that's the left's way usually. That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, please stop rioting. Can we have just a peaceful conversation? Remember that last summer? It doesn't work.
You know, here's the thing. I mean, if in the real world, if there's some guy that continually just beats your butt six ways a Sunday, why do you keep tugging on the cape? Why do you keep doing this? You know the outcome.
You should. But sometimes
I don't understand it.
It goes for a while and you think, okay, we're going
to
fight now.
Do you think the world's going to all of a sudden be sympathetic to your cause and go, well, I guess perhaps they are in some instances. But, I mean, you started hurling rockets at people.
Yes.
What do you want them to do?
There was more than 2,000
yes.
rockets that Hamas and Islamic Jihad lobbed into Israel.
Jeez, man.
So, as the report is from the Jerusalem Post, the rockets killed at least 7 Israeli citizens, wounded well over 500. They hit a school, a hospital, a bus, citizens' homes. And so, yes, the Israel Defense Forces have launched more than 650 strikes on terror targets inside Gaza, killed more than 100 Palestinian terrorists. Yes. And so the defense minister, Benny Gantz, said this week that Israel's military operations against the terrorists would continue until there is a, quote, total long-term quiet.
Well, that's
a classy way of saying that, in my opinion.
That is a total long-term quiet is, dang.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that'll make you start waving the white flag.
Well, yes. I mean, and now, well, how about a ceasefire? Well, no. You started this. What is going to be the deterrent if this doesn't happen? So, yeah, I mean, you got Hamas, all this underground stuff, Gaza, where they're lobbing the rockets from. Yeah, Israel's taking it out. And then you have our own Democratic Party in the United States. They're splitting over this.
Oh, I know. God. Well, this is, you know, to your point, Scott, when you're asking what do you think is going to happen, I mean, you do have a significant portion of now the United States Congress saying that the Palestinian people are the victims here. And it's a tragedy, of course, because, you know, men, women, and children who have nothing to do with it are being caught in the crossfire, but that's what terrorist organizations do, right? They use people, ordinary people, as human shields and then try to claim victimhood when they're the ones who started lobbing rockets. And before, for a long time, that this hasn't really been a mainstream thought, right, that Israel doesn't have the right to defend itself against literal terrorist attacks. Right. But now it is fairly mainstream that Israel does not have a right to defend itself.
And that's wrong.
So the CDC and the Biden administration have finally come to the conclusion that vaccines are a good way to keep people from getting sick or dying from the coronavirus. Stop the presses.
Yeah.
And that it's a little silly for a person who's been fully vaccinated to walk around with a mask on. But even though they're finally getting to some positive messaging on the vaccine front, Joe Biden is still trying to give orders about what you put on your face and in what circumstances you do so. Here's the new campaign. Now, he fought the teleprompter and lost in this one, but...
It's vaxxed or masked.
What?
What?
Get vaccinated.
It's supposed to be vaxxed, but I think he read it as vaxxed.
Yeah, waxed.
No, he said vax, but it's like vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. But he pronounced it vaxxed. Vaxxed.
Vaxxed, yeah.
It's vaxxed or masked. That. It's supposed to be vaxxed or masked, but...
I don't know. Is he thinking it's a class?
Vax-ed.
Instead of sex-ed, it's vax-ed. Is that what you think it is?
It's vax-ed or masked.
Right.
What? Get vaccinated.
It's an embarrassment, man.
Does the favorite whisper at the end, too, which is fantastic.
I mean this honestly. I've tried to be respectful at different times, especially when you guys are piling on Biden. I'm running out of patience, man. This is an embarrassment. That guy out there is the spokesman for the country.
Yep.
Day after day. Goodness gracious. But that doesn't grind my gears like this. Fauci.
Yeah.
Well, I had to ask Scott. I'm like, dude, when is this clip from?
It's from yesterday afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah. I hadn't heard this yet.
After the CDC was like, yeah, if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't need to mask up. So he's on with Jake Tapper on CNN, and Jake asks, well, what about the kids? You know, kids are a very low-risk category, and the biggest concern about kids and transmission is that even though they're very, very likely to be fine if they get it, they're going to take it home and give it to mom or dad or grandma, right? That's the whole fear.
Not if they're vaccinated, but not if mom and dad or grandma are vaccinated.
Right, if they're all vaccinated, then the kid should be fine.
Yes.
Right? Not so. Yeah. Says Lord Fauci.
Gosh.
Yeah, the children do when they're out there playing with their friends and, in particularly in an indoor situation, they do. But, you know,
everybody just join together. Can we come together as Americans and say, no, you've done enough to the kids. Okay? You're done. You should have been done when you lied to the people the first time. Why this guy gets trotted out, I guess it's because so many people are brainwashed, idiots, that continue to watch him on MSNBC and CNN.
And the Today Show. Oh, yes, Fauci, what he said? Can we do it now?
Can't think for themselves, so we still got to listen to this clown. Enough!
One of the things that's also important that's happened most recently...
What's that?
...is the approval of vaccines for children 12 to 15 years old.
Oh, that's great news.
And then we are also doing studies now in an age de-escalation from 12 to 9, 9 to 6, 6 to 2, and then 6 months to 2 years.
Okay, does it make sense? Because you had other officials saying, you know what, it's reasonable for parents to question this.
Yeah.
Maybe take a wait and see, especially because kids are so low risk. Why the heavy pressure?
I don't know. Well, and especially because like 2 days ago, Fauci was also saying it's reasonable for parents to be questioning it.
Yes. But now but you're going to have to mask up outside the kids unless they're vaccinated.
Yeah, when they're out there playing outside.
So that we'll be able, hopefully by the end of the year, to be able to vaccinate children of any age. But right now, the 12 to 15-year-olds are eligible to get vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. So that's another good news story.
Don't look at
this.
Your budgets. Stop doing all the media hits, okay? Figure out how much money you gave to China and the Wuhan Institute, okay? And cut the funding. Because you can't trust them. And if you haven't figured that out by now, what good are you?
I saw a thing the other day where you can order little lapel pins with Fauci's face on them. I'm not even making this up.
I'm sure.
And you can, when your kids go back to school and have to wear the lanyard, you can put a little button of Fauci on your lanyard.
Why?
Oh, that's great.
To gussy things up. Because he's an American institution, David. It's time you highly, highly understood that. No, I don't know. I mean, but it's true. I mean, posters, they're merchandising this guy.
If there's an elephant in the room, that belongs to them. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.